Hundreds of people have rallied in support of a $900 million port project in India. They're demonstrating against a fishing community which is trying to stall the project over concerns it will damage the environment and impact their livelihoods. Pavni Mittal has more from Perinyam at the site of those protests.
The standoff between supporters and protesters turned violent earlier this week. On Sunday night, a group of protesters attacked a local police station. At least 80 people were injured. Cases have been registered against at least 160 people. Investigation is on. Now, the Adani group, we're told, has approached the High Court. They want construction to resume. A court hearing is scheduled for tomorrow.
Independent panel in South Africa has found President Cyril Ramaphosa violated his oath of office, which could lead to his impeachment. The panel was set up after millions of dollars in cash was found in a sofa at his private farm. The president denies any wrongdoing and has not been charged with any crimes. French President Emmanuel Macron has met US President Joe Biden for an informal dinner in Washington, D.C., as he kicked off his three-day American state visit. On Wednesday, Macron slammed Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. He described it as super aggressive towards European companies. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives have chosen Hakeem Jeffries as the new party leader. The congressman from New York will succeed Nancy Pelosi in January. Jeffries is the first black person to lead a major party in Congress. The U.S. military has confirmed that the leader of ISIL has been killed in an operation carried out by the Free Syrian Army in October. Abu al-Hassan al-Hashemi al-Qureshi is the second ISIL leader to be killed this year. At least two Palestinians have been killed during an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank. Several others were wounded during the violence in Jenin. Palestinian factions are calling for a general strike there in response. NATO has discussed sending more air defense systems to Ukraine as foreign ministers met in Romania for a second day of talks. The alliance pledged its support to some of Russia's neighbors, which fear being destabilized by Moscow.
Hey guys, Sami Zeydan here from Essential Middle East Podcast. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about why Turkey is striking Kurdish targets in Iraq and Syria. Check it out.